WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. College Station City Hall is officially out of room. That declaration was made this week by City Manager Kelly Templin.
Finance hired a contract administrator, and we had to convert a space that was not used as an office into an office. So we're just officially out of room.
Templin says City Hall was kept out of consideration for a probable bond issue this November because he's working on possibly redeveloping the property.
The only portion of the, if you look behind the old fire station, police station there, there's nothing there. That's an entire quarter of the block which has never been developed. Well, I shouldn't say it's never been developed. It used to have, you know, stick-built houses on it back in the day.
In the meantime, part of creating next year's budget is investigating available office space to lease. A milestone is taking place this week in the recovery of West, the town that was rocked 2 years ago by a fertilizer plant explosion. Mayor Tommy Muska says residents are returning to the new Rest Haven nursing home.
That's 120 residents. We'll be welcoming back to West this summer as we bring them in, you know, two or three at a time, you know, depending on the process there. But we're really excited about having about 100 employees come back home, but also have 120 residents come back to the city, come back home.
Muska also says progress continues on replacing water and sewer lines and rebuilding streets in the north part of the city, and he expects the citywide property values will return to pre-explosion levels next year. Stealing street signs may seem like a harmless prank, but the city of College Station is spending time and money replacing them.
Papa Bear Drive, Hardwood Lane, Kyle Avenue, Laura Lane. Each street sign stolen four or five times in 2014. In fact, over 150 traffic signs were stolen last year, costing the city of College Station $26,000 to replace them. But Traffic Systems Superintendent Lee Robinson says it's about more than just the money.
You have a reverse vehicle heading to a location. Although they may be equipped with GIS and the technology, but if for some reason that technology is not working, they're trying to get to a resident, the street name becomes very critical as well.
Robinson says stealing any traffic sign is a crime, and anyone in possession of one will be issued a citation for stolen property and could be prosecuted. Missing and damaged signs can be reported by calling 764-3690. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Washington County woman with 10 theft convictions in Brazos County in less than 2 years is back in jail.
22-year-old Courtney Griffin of Washington remains held on bond following her arrest Tuesday night at the Walmart on Briarcrest. According to the arrest report, Griffin told Bryan police she had the money to pay for a pair of pants, but she didn't because they were for work. The Texas Department of Public Safety has offered a reward of up to $3,000 for the recapture of a Leon County man who escaped from custody after he was arrested the week before last in Freestone County. Leon County Crime Stoppers is also offering reward money for the apprehension of 29-year-old Dennis Sandoval. More information, including a photo, is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Best of the Brazos Valley voting is now open. Editor Lauren Rouse says the 15-year-old competition is a great way to recognize local businesses, both veteran and new.
We always have two sections for new businesses, a new restaurant section and a new business section. So check out some of the new places. If we don't have them listed on there, your new favorite business, feel free to write it in. So that way, it's also a great way for us to learn who the new people are in town.
Rouse says voting is open until July 5th. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a paper ballot at several sponsor locations around Bryan and College Station. WTAW News Time approaching 7:10. It's 71 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them. As distinctive as you are. Visit cashanddental.com.
Getting into our weather pattern, you know, highs in the 90s, lows in the 70s. It'll warm up some more. Folks at Intercon remind you, they've got a way for you to kind of take control of your energy bills. If you've got places where the sun beats into your home, you know, it makes it warm on the inside. That means you've got to cool it. That costs you money. Solar screens is one of the things that you can do that really, really pay for themselves very quickly if you've got a condition where you have the sun pounding into your business or your home. And the folks at Intercon have different kinds of sun solar screens that will work for you. They have, in fact, they have roll-up solar screens if you need that, because sometimes you'll want it, sometimes you won't. They also have solar screens that have the panels on them so that they look like your windows. That's one of the things. Solar screens have been functional but not that attractive. Well, kind of here we are in the second or third generation of solar screens, and they're much more attractive when it comes to that. Here's one thing that's always true about the folks at Intercon. You give them a call, they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone. You can stop in and see them if you want to see the solar screens, but know that they are energy experts at Intercon and they're a locally owned company. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
The Cherry Ruffino team, whether you are a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to cherryruffino.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Bright and sunny today. It'll be warm as well, but the good news is it stays dry. Temperatures approaching 90. Clear to partly cloudy overnight with a low of 70. Sunshine's back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperature's going to be up around 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 70. Now for the start of the weekend Saturday, lots of sunshine and still warm. Temperatures Saturday afternoon are going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a little under an hour from now as we check in with A&M Athletics and three possibly into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. National championship field is set for track and field, and they've released the rankings. Both A&M schools are in the top five. Brazos Valley Bombers get a win last night, and Texas may have beer at football games.
Both A&M teams, not schools.
I'm sorry, yeah. Did I say schools?
You did.
A&M men's and women's.
Okay. Now we can talk about beer.
And beer at the University of Texas football games.
Beer.
Could be a possibility.
Now, how are they going to do that? Are they going to have vendors?
I would assume.
Wow.
There's no way they're going to let you bring it in.
Well, no, I'm just saying, would they vend them in the stands, or do you have to go up to the concession stand to buy them? And then, of course, price points.
I don't know.
Price points. You have to think about that. You know, it used to be in the old days, one of the emptiest places in Texas was Memorial Stadium when Texas was behind because everybody had gone to Schultz's. But
that's absolutely right.
The thing is, you can't get anywhere in Austin now. I mean, so no. That, you know, you just may decide not to go to the game. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they're trying to do this as maybe an attendance builder. We'll see. Because is there like a brewing company called Strong Beer? That'd work, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
See, because, I mean, the coach's name
Strong
is
Bow.
Strong, yeah. Is it? Okay. I'm just saying, this has got to be about building attendance and making a little bit of money, too. But
Could be.
Yep, exactly right.
Give a whole new meaning to T-sips, though.
Yeah. And again, we can be second at almost anything here. I mean, if that works out and there's not a big kerfuffle about it, I'd say that'd be 65% of U.S. Americans say they would support this food as a national food. What is it?
Bacon.
That's right. Uh-huh. 65% of U.S. Americans say that. And why not? Why shouldn't we? All right, let's see what. Oh, listen, we got. We have a couple of stories when it comes to, I think, health and nutrition today. I don't know if that's any fun, but... first, let's talk about earthquakes. What's this movie, San Andreas, is that right?
With The Rock.
Yeah, big hit, apparently. And a matter of fact, it has caused a huge run on emergency supplies at a website called EarthquakeStore.com. They've seen a 300% increase in sales.
So we got Cali preppers?
I guess, if you're interested in stocking it. Well, you know... Beck has that survivalist stuff, or you can buy, like, you know, 80 pounds of dried chicken soup or something. I don't know what it is.
It's unnecessary until it isn't.
Well, listen to you.
Look, I'm just saying.
Hey, I've got a go bag.
I didn't say not having a go bag. I'm just saying, do you actually need a 40-pound canister of dried
when you need
chicken
it,
noodle
you need
soup?
It.
I'm just saying, someone else has it. You want it. You're not getting it. because they probably got guns too.
That's going to say. That's exactly right. They're going to protect their freeze dried chicken soup or whatever. If you're interested in stocking up, a quake alarm will alert you before the ground starts moving. That can be yours for only $34.95. While the deluxe preparedness kit features sleeping bags, food bars, orange safety vests. What would you know what? If you have falling debris, it doesn't care what you're wearing. So I don't know why that would make a difference.
It's to keep you from getting hunted, I guess.
That's it. A hand saw makes sense. Fire starter sticks and a water purification kit. Ow. All that could be yours for only $250. So
completely unrelated. I was watching the show. What's the guy that catches the big giant fish?
We never do things that are completely unrelated, but go right ahead.
Well, it is kind of related.
Hey, go ahead.
He was going for these giant catfish.
All right.
And in Japan, they're actually studying the catfish.
Okay.
Because they can sense earthquakes.
All right.
Huh. And it worked. What they did is they caught a catfish and put it in a tank. And when his mobility around that tank increases exponentially, within an hour, they have an earthquake. They have determined that whatever this particular fish can read the vibrations of the earth or something, yeah. They think because maybe the whiskers.
You talking about the river monsters guy?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so they found one kind of fish.
Well,
that
so far
that
it's
know
catfish.
Of. All right, one kind of catfish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it seems to be the best determiner of earthquakes there is.
Well, but
I just thought that was interesting.
Well, it is, but the thing is, maybe the cause of the earthquakes is something that should be addressed. A Pakistani politician says that women wearing jeans can be blamed on earthquake for the earthquakes. Inflation and natural disasters as well. The politician said that women who are not covered like a, quote, sack of flour, he probably didn't say that in English, he probably said that in Pakistani, but he said, are weapons of mass destruction to Pakistan. The country has an abundance of such missiles of all kinds in major cities. He blames their appearance for Pakistan's problems. And we got Lincoln Chafee, who believes we need to go to the metric system.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you are. No. You got politicians who have very strange ideas. Big news. Ooh. For the second time today,
ooh,
we use this. Yeah. Yeah. Big news for Barbie this week.
Good heavens.
Hey. And, you know, you think about it. I don't know why this didn't happen before. She now can kick off her heels and relax, literally. Cosmopolitan reports her new line, the Fashionista line, will have adjustable ankles so that the dolls can wear flat shoes. This will be the first time in history.
As opposed to walking around tiptoes?
Right, exactly. The female icon is also breaking out her busty blonde shell and will be featuring 8 different skin tones, 14 facial sculpts. 14 facial sculpts?
Then she's not Barbie.
She's not. 18 eye colors, 22 hairstyles, and 23 colors.
It's more like a Mrs. Potato Head at that
That's
point.
That's what it sounds like.
Hello?
Well, I've seen some gals in downtown Houston that cause earthquakes no matter what they're wearing.
Now. It's in Houston, not here, though. So do you think, can you double the size of those since you could have cankles? Could we have Barbie with cankles?
There's a little pump on there. Like,
that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Only if it comes with a pantsuit.
Yeah, really. So she could be Weeble Wobble. All right, your deodorant is great as an odor and sweat killer, and also as a fire starter.
Oh, what?
Family of 5 lucky to be alive after they ran for their lives when a can of deodorant exploded in the kitchen. Claire Shaw told authorities that can of L'Oreal Men Expert Aerosol ignited when it fell off the table. Where was the table?
That's what I'm thinking.
It had been pierced and began to spin around the room before it exploded, starting a fire in the kitchen.
And how did it get pierced?
Yeah, really. Fire department came before anybody was seriously injured. But according to Claire, she was just putting away the groceries when the explosion happened. She said it was an awful moment. Fortunately, our 3 children out in the living room at the time. It was such a relief that nobody was hurt.
It's like snapping the stick off a bottle rocket.
Yeah, man, but it's a dry heat. Knock it off, Hudson.
Texas man is suing a cemetery where his wife was buried after her coffin floated out of the ground.
Have you seen that?
I have not seen the Riceville Cemetery.
It is just bizarre, though, because it's one of those overhead helicopter shots, and this guy in the helicopter zooms in, and sitting on the sidewalk is a coffin.
Yeah.
Just like, we'll put it here.
Coffin floated 150 feet, ended up at a nearby hiking trail. The husband, Richard Lee, says cemetery officials asked him to pay a new burial fee for the remains. Oh, that's not good.
No.
His attorney said he originally paid over $11,000 for the flood-resistant concrete vault.
Whoa.
This place here where it says flood-resistant.
Not proof.
Clearly, something went wrong, says the attorney. Bodies are not supposed to come up. And, of course, we know there's any number of places in America where they buried them above the ground for that very reason.
How on earth do you go to somebody and say, give us more money when that happens?
Yeah, I don't know.
Idiot thought that was a good idea?
Okay, who's scared of going to the dentist? Raise your hand. You're scared to go to the dentist? Okay, woman in England so scared of the dentist, she used glue to perform her own dental work. At home. Angie Barwell, she's 48. Teeth reportedly started falling out from years of smoking and poor dental health. Well, she lives in England. What do you expect? So instead of going to the dentist, she bought some super glue and stuck those teeth back in her mouth.
How long did that work?
Wouldn't you have gone for something new and different? I mean, you know, go get those wax teeth from Halloween or something. I'm not sure. Go get
chiclets,
those. Or do the Bubba teeth, whatever those things are called.
They have Bubba teeth in England already.
Yeah, they do. That's right. Oh, they look much nicer. Anyway, when they fell out again, she glued them in again. That went on for 10 years.
Get out of here.
Eventually, the toxic chemicals in the glue ate through the teeth. Yeah, finally had to go ahead and go to the professional dentist, ended up removing most of her teeth, inserting titanium pins and giving her implants. In the end, her cheap dental remedies ended with her basically using up almost her life savings in that. Okay.
Well, what happened to England's healthcare system?
Yeah, I
thought that was the model by which we were basing ours on.
Exactly right. That's true. Oh! Did you hear about the BBC having to apologize?
For what?
Reporting that the Queen had died.
What?
Yeah, BBC apologized yesterday for accidentally sparking Twitter rumors that the Queen had died. The false tweets were sent while the BBC was doing a dress rehearsal for reporting the death of the Queen. Oh, to say heads would roll would probably be an understatement.
I'm just thinking, if you're the Queen, you're going, hey.
Buckingham Palace had to issue a statement reassuring the public that the Queen was in good health.
But that's still, hey.
I know. Yeah.
I don't even want y'all practicing. I'm not even close to kicking
this
yet.
This is BBC. I mean, they're all related. You know what I'm saying? This is like your buddy next door who, you know, supposed to give you the right news. And
somebody's in trouble.
Are they going to wheel her out on a balcony so she can do the royal wrist twist again today?
Yes.
Just to make sure everything's all right?
You know there'll be something.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing that happened with Kim Jong-un. This doesn't happen to the Queen of England. We just can't have nice things.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics. The Pool Guy.
Brenham National Bank is proud to welcome Nathan to College Station.
Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord, president of the College Station location of Brenham National Bank and Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2001. Come visit us on the corner of Southwest Parkway and Earl Rudder Freeway to meet the friendliest staff in town, experience great customer service, and discover the great products and services of a hometown community bank. Once you know Brenham National Bank, you'll be a friend, not just a new account.
Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 725. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. High temperature today, well, heck, let's take it all the way through about Wednesday of next week is the way that it looks, just because we're into that pattern. Look for a high temperature, probably about 90 or so. Low temperatures will be around 70. No mention of rain in the forecast all the way through that period. We are in that high pressure that is June. But, you know, it's been pretty nice. And, again, we're only getting up around 90 for right now. Clear skies, calm winds, 87% relative humidity, and it's 71 out there.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Apparently, California Democrats want to demonstrate to the world the true definition of compassion. The state assembly recently took action on a measure to help homeless people who live in their cars. You see, until now, most California cities prohibited people living in their cars. It just won't do, see? Under the new proposal, local governments won't be able to fine people who are caught sleeping or living in their cars, nor will they be able to impound the car. The vote was 52-12, wasn't even close. If California's Senate follows suit, homeless people can soon rest easy in their cars. Now, sadly, not everyone agrees with this compassionate liberal approach to homelessness. Local governments and the cops say that parking lots are not designed for living, and neither are cars. But homeless advocates are all in for in-car living, as are the courts, which recently threw out Los Angeles' ban on car living. San Jose Democrat Assemblyman Kenzen Chu, the bill's author, says that the new law will lift a burden from Californians who have lost jobs and lost homes. Now, see, this is what you get when Democrats run things. When Republicans are in power, drive-by media reporters pretend they're homeless and they sleep on sewer grates to call attention to the plight of the homeless. But you haven't seen any of that, have you? Nope, the homeless in California may not have jobs, homes, or hope, but soon they may have a law that says their car is their castle. And the Democrats call that compassion. What more could you want from life?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, last month something really special happened on the show. As part of Mahindra Tractor's Military Appreciation Program, they gave a brand new tractor to one very deserving listener who had served our country. This month, my friends at Mahindra Tractors are serving you with special Dealer Days savings. How special? Well, how about nearly $5,000 cash back when you combine Power Package savings and the Mahindra Pride program, or enjoy zero interest for an incredible 84 months. And don't forget Mahindra's 5-year warranty. So get the savings you deserve and care for the land that you love with the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the 30 minutes or less ER service pledge only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A milestone was reached this week at College Station City Hall.
Believe it or not, we have converted our last closet in City Hall. We are officially out of room.
City Manager Kelly Templin says part of developing next year's budget is investigating available office space to lease. Until then,
I joke about putting up cubicles in the council chamber, but we're looking at possibly converting the last of our conference rooms into offices now.
A new City Hall was not an option that was considered by a citizens committee looking towards a possible bond election this November. Templin says the City Council allowed him to investigate the redevelopment of that block.
We may have an innovative way to be able to recreate or rebuild or build, pardon me, a City Hall on that site that won't come as a burden to the taxpayer. If that's at all possible, we certainly want to investigate that. That's not a done deal. We're still talking to the developer.
Templin says the area includes a quarter block behind what was the combined police and fire station that is currently green space after homes were removed. The rebuilding of West, more than 2 years after a fertilizer plant explosion took out the north end of town, took another major step this week with the opening of New Rest Haven Nursing Home. Mayor Tommy Muskus also says citywide property values are returning to pre-explosion levels.
Next year, most likely, we'll exceed what we were pre-explosion. But we're working. You know, these people are some good, hard-working Czech people and good Texans, and that's what it takes here.
This is the third summer since the explosion, and Muska says volunteers are welcome to assist in the city's continuing comeback.
You could always call City Hall and get you in touch with the long-term recovery. They're now focused more on economic development now because they've now dispersed all their funds to the needy people. So we're just trying to get back to our new normal.
Last month was the return of the city park, which was wiped out from the blast from across the railroad tracks. A $20 shoplifting at the Bryan Walmart on Briarcrest Tuesday night resulted in a woman staying in jail on bonds totaling $21,000.
According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Courtney Griffin of Washington has 10 theft convictions, 9 of them last year. She told police she didn't want to pay for a pair of pants because they were for work. Griffin was also arrested for initially identifying herself as her sister, another misdemeanor theft, and for violating a criminal trespass warning issued by the same Walmart nearly 3 years ago. A Bryan man who led a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy on a chase early yesterday morning was found hiding in a closet at his parents' house. According to the arrest report, the deputy wanted to stop the car because the registration expired last month and insurance cannot be confirmed. From the area of Highway 21 and 17th Street west of Texas, the pursuit went to 18th and Bowery when the car stopped and the driver jumped out. The deputy went to a house where he heard a door slam and found the driver in the closet. According to the arrest report, 33-year-old Latheron Dunn had 10 active suspensions on his driver's license. He was arrested for evading arrest and driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. A Leon County man who escaped after he was arrested the week before last in Freestone County remains at large. Reward money has been offered by Leon County Crime Stoppers and DPS for the capture of 29-year-old Dennis Sandoval. Before escaping, Sandoval was wanted for failing to comply with sex offender registration requirements. On our website at WTAW.com is a photo and more information. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More than 150 traffic signs were reported missing last year, costing the city of College Station $26,000.
Stealing a traffic sign for your apartment decor may seem like a harmless prank, but it can create hazardous situations while costing the city and its taxpayers thousands of dollars. Traffic System Superintendent Lee Robinson says anyone thinking about committing the crime should think twice.
Say your mom or your sister or someone that uses those signs in order for his trying to get to destination and just trying to stay safe, that sign should be in place. If not, it could seriously cause an accident. And if you get caught with it, you will be prosecuted.
Robinson says they are constantly looking for new technologies to tamper-proof and track the signs, but they keep disappearing. He also says stop signs were once the favorite target, but now street signs are more popular. Hardwood Lane and Kyle Avenue were each stolen 5 times last year, while Papa Bear Drive and Laura Lane were stolen 4 times each. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It's that time of year again for you to vote on your favorite local businesses.
This is the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. And every year we ask the community to tell us who they believe is the best.
Editor Lauren Rouse says you can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a paper ballot at participating sponsors in town. She says a new feature this year also makes it worthwhile to visit a sponsor business.
They have QR codes for promotional materials that they get as a sponsor, and you can scan the QR code, and it should take you to directly to their place on the ballot, and it'll automatically check it for you.
Voting ends July 5th. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 73 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Finally can be outside for a little while and enjoy the outdoors. Peach Creek Vineyards invite you in. They are a unique Texas vineyard and winery. You can pick up a bottle to enjoy yourself or share as a gift, or you can enjoy a glass of wine with a friend. If you'd like to go out and have a look at what they provide for you at Peach Creek Vineyards, there's a pavilion that's great to rent for private parties, or if you have a birthday party, family reunion, informal weddings, they can do all of that for you. Music events are also held there. Go to the website or Facebook page so you can see the upcoming events that are coming at Peach Creek Vineyards. They're open on Fridays from 1 to 5 and Saturdays from noon to 6. Sundays 1 to 5. And then other times can be available too. You just need to get in touch with them to make arrangements. Peach Creek Vineyards also is the Brazos Valley distributor for Lone Star Olive Ranch. That's Texas grown and produced extra virgin olive oil. And something they've been doing for a few years at Peach Creek is their Frappe Vino machine. They make wine slushies. The mix itself is neutral. You flavor it with the wine flavor that you want. And also be on the lookout for Peach Creek Vineyards annual harvest, which is coming up. Food, drinks, grape stomp celebration. And of course, they have a gift shop with lots of gift-centric items. All that can be yours. Check it out at peachcreekvineyards.com or visit Peach Creek Vineyards on Facebook.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them, as distinctive as you are. Visit CashinDental.com.
Summer's here, and now's the time to get fit at AeroFit. You can enroll for just $49. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. Need ideas on what to do with the kids this summer? AeroFit has wonderful summer camp options for your family, including swimming, karate, dance, and various sports. Half and full day options are available. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive Smart Start program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just $49. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthier you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're told
good morning, 7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products. Keeping your family comfortable all year long, Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Bright and sunny today. It'll be warm as well, but the good news is it stays dry. Temperatures approaching 90. Clear to partly cloudy overnight with a low of 70. Sunshine's back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperatures going to be up around 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 70. Now for the start of the weekend Saturday, lots of sunshine and still warm. Temperatures Saturday afternoon are going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Took a little time to get the runs in, but most importantly, we got the win. That's all that matters.
That's Matt Valdez after the Bombers won game number two, so they're 2-0 so far on the season. We'll have more on Bombers baseball. Aggies putting several in, or at least a chance to put several, into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, and more in sports in about 11 minutes.
So people are stealing street signs now. You used to do stop signs, huh, in one way and all that kind of stuff, and yield. Now they're doing the street signs.
Yeah.
So Hardwood and Kyle are number one and five each. Okay, I got those. All right, I understand that. Papa Bear. I didn't even know there was a Papa
I know Bear the guy lane. Who named that.
Oh, do you?
They wanted to call it something else.
Okay.
And EMS sort of has the final say on that.
Uh-huh.
Because they need to be very clear when they say respond to such and such that there's not another such and such across town.
Sure.
And so he called his boss and said, hey, I can't call it that. What do you want me to call it? He said, I don't care. He said, well, don't say that because I'll call it Papa Bear Lane. He said, do whatever you want.
Oh, cool.
So he did.
Wow. Well, see, and that's... I guess what you do is you tuck that into a piece of legislation so city council doesn't know they're voting on that, huh? You know, I don't get Laura Lane. I don't understand that. I mean, again, that's as I recall, I believe that's off Grove Street in College Station. So, you know, very much residential area and kind of quiet. But now, Kevin, you're thinking if your name's Laura, that's why.
That was my thought.
Yeah.
There's an O'Connor Street in San Antonio that I've driven by several times and went, I could use one of those.
Yeah. Well, and again, I suppose that's, you know, there have to be a ton of unusual reasons why names happen for why they take.
Well, yeah, you told the story of Willis Van Hook.
Yeah, exactly. We did that one because that one's in Bryan. That's over near the Bryan Golf Course off of Finn Feather. One of the streets in College Station, and it comes off Brentwood. If you know where the Dairy Queen is on Texas Avenue and College Station, that's the corner of Texas and Brentwood, okay? Over on the opposite side, if you'll go down Brentwood, off to the right is a street called Bartholow.
Yes.
That doesn't go anywhere.
No.
Bartholow is named after a guy who worked for the city who could never draw a plat right, apparently. No, it's true. That's what it is. He could not lay things out properly. And so they thought in honor of him, they would name a dead-end street after him. So that's
wow.
So that's the way that happened. So, but now, my thought is, I don't know what the RFID technology costs, and I don't know how those things do in the elements, but I would think tucking an RFID in there would be a pretty good
tracking chip.
Those
are typically passive.
Okay.
They wouldn't necessarily report back to home base,
okay,
as far as I know.
But then what, you have to look for it? Is that what it is? And how do you look for an RFID? I mean, I don't know.
I don't.
Because they try now, you can track pallets. They track pallets with RFID.
You have to walk through the little sensors on the other side of the store doors.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then somebody smarter than me will come up with something. I'm sure it'll work. And again, how much did they have to spend to replace signs in College Station?
I think they said $26,000. We could take those old red light cameras and point them at the signs.
Good idea. Could do that. Ooh, I saw a camera. Going in yesterday. It's on University Drive right there by the Starbucks where the Starbucks and the Chico's is and the Joseph A. Bank. Yeah, right there. They're putting a camera up there. Or maybe they're replacing one. I'm not sure. Now, back in the day, back when I was a kid growing up in College Station, the street signs were concrete posts that they had when they were setting the concrete. They would cut the name of the street in there.
Ah, yes.
And I think somewhere they have pictures of them. They're about 4 feet tall.
There's still some on campus.
Are there still some on campus?
Oh, okay. Sure. Next to the academic building.
Okay, well, that's what all of them used to be in College Station. Of course, you know, again, as you're going along, it's kind of... Of course, they were difficult to get out of the ground. Nobody was stealing them. And I'm sure there's some, you know... But all it takes is somebody running over one of those, and then it's going to cost a lot to get it fixed.
True.
Anyway, back in the good old days. 743, a Spanish woman who in 2010 claimed ownership of the sun, that's the S-U-N, the thing up in the sky, has now won the right to take internet e-commerce giant eBay to court over its refusal to allow her to sell plots of land on the sun. Silly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, a court in Madrid has declared that the woman has the right to take eBay to court after it blocked her account, which was selling plots of land on the sun at the price of $1 per square meter. Trial will happen in mid-July. I would have thought the judicial system was busier in Spain, but apparently not.
Did she have any affordance for if there were sunspots?
You know, I don't know. But
what's the weather like?
That's extra.
Well, but does that make it better or worse?
Well, a sunspot would be a defining feature. It's extra.
Yeah, well, but it comes and goes.
I guess it depends on how frequently you visit.
So. Yeah, exactly. I was there and a sunspot took place. I was very disgusted. All right, most teens use the internet when they want answers to their health questions. Duh. 85% of all teens use the web as their primary health information source, but they don't consider that it is the most important source. They believe mom and dad are still the most important. Well, there you go. LifeScience.com says Northwestern University also found that parents rate as the number one trustworthy source for teens' health information, trusted by 55% of young people. Only 13% of teens said that they went to research topics that they were uncomfortable about discussing with their parents. The top five topics for teens online: fitness and exercise, diet, nutrition, stress or anxiety, STDs, and puberty. All right. Oh, wait, look, the British scientists have come up with something that we can do to stay healthier.
Ah, I like being healthier.
That's it. They are recommending that office workers stand for at least 2 hours a day. Hello?
Land on the sun or carbon credits? What difference does it make anyway?
At this point, hello?
Hey, if people are stupid enough to name a star after somebody.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello there.
Just wanted to give you a few years back, going back to your story about the street signs. When I worked over by at 707, which is there where La Quinta is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, on the border. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, Texas Avenue.
Yes,
yep.
Sir. Out in the field, we were just, taking a walk, and we found a sign called Tickle Tongue Lane.
Tickle what?
Tickle Tongue.
Really?
Lane.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So we took it home. I've got it up in my garage.
All right, thanks. Okay. I don't remember that one. I mean, it may have been from another town, and they ditched it in the field. I have not heard that. Yeah, if you'll name a star after somebody, that's a good point, sir. Thank you.
In business, the quality of product you provide means everything to your success. Professionally communicating that message to your new customers is what we do. We are Frame by Frame, the Brazos Valley's premier film and video production company. We help businesses succeed by delivering the highest quality professional visual media for broadcast and the internet. Improve your image and message. Frame by Frame, film and video production at 979-690-6956 or visit fxfinc.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hey parents, if you've got teenagers, you've probably already discovered how tough influencing them can be. They're becoming independent, which means they're pulling away from your instructions. But take heart. As your kids mature, they'll likely soften to your direction if you keep your relationship open and alive. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe you can relate to Bill, who's got a daughter preparing to head off to college. Bill's frustrated because he knows his advice could save her from a lot of bad choices and a lot of heartache, but she won't listen. The conflict between them has gotten so bad their relationship is suffering. If that sounds like a struggle you're facing with your children, here's a positive alternative to Bill's negative reaction. Since his daughter refused to listen to him, Bill has emotionally pulled away from her. But we need to do just the opposite. As our teenagers become more independent, that's when we need to step deeper into the relationship. That doesn't mean to become overbearing, of course. Just keep the relationship open and alive. As long as you have a relationship with your children, you have the opportunity to influence them. Stay close long enough, and the moment will eventually come when you'll get a chance to speak into their life and help redirect their course. For more encouragement to help your relationships thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. Three, very relaxed. Two, there you go. One.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I love it. I just love this gig. I've five people have been in contact with me now about Tickle Tongue Lane. That's fantastic.
Where was it?
Well, it's not there anymore. Okay, it's off 1179. It's out by the Boonville. It's now Coyote Run is what it's called. Okay,
that's so, not near as fun.
Yes, yeah, no, it's not. But anyway, so it was there, and for everybody who got in touch with me, thanks. That is just super. All right, 7:51.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. Texas A&M Athletics adds three to the list that may be in the Sports Hall of Fame for the class of 2016. The organization made that announcement yesterday, representing A&M on the ballot, a pair of A&M football All-Americans in Jacob Green and Lester Hayes, and the current Texas A&M track and field coach, Pat Henry. Green and Henry are primary ballot nominees, while Hayes is a veteran ballot nominee. The official announcement for the class of 2016 will be made in September. With the national championship field now set for track and field at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon, which starts next week, track and field rankings were released yesterday, and the A&M are ranked third in the nation, while the women are fourth. The total combined entries for A&M track and field for the NCAA championships, 30 make their way to the championship. That's the second highest tally behind the 45 entries in host Oregon. Brazos Valley Bombers stayed perfect on the young Texas Collegiate League season, knocking off the East Texas Pump Jacks last night 2-0. Outfielder Matt Valdez was 2-for-3 and responsible for both of the runs with RBIs. He said the sweep was a great way to start the season.
Good to play in front of the home crowd, you know, get everything going right. We took a little time to get the runs in, but most important, we got the win. That's all that matters.
It's the Bombers and Victoria Generals at Cellular Core Field again tonight. First pitch at 7:05, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The sale of beer at the University of Texas football games may become a reality. New president Greg Finved said in his first news conference as the school's president that he is in favor of allowing beer sales at football games to enhance the fan experience. Texas began selling beer at other athletic events at the urging of athletic director Steve Patterson back in 2014, but not football games. In Major League Baseball, Jose Abreu homered in a six-run second as the Chicago White Sox beat up on the Rangers 9-2. Chris Sale struck out a season-high 13 in a 7 shutout innings. Tyler Flowers added 3 hits, and the White Sox bounced back from a 15-2 loss in the series opener. To add insult to injury for the Rangers, Josh Hamilton will be out 4 weeks with a strained left hamstring, and he's frustrated by that.
You know what? There's nothing I can do about it. All I can do is try to get better as quick as I possibly can. You know, I've had success getting back pretty quick in the past, so I'll do everything I can to do the same here.
The injury is sidelining him at just 7 games into his return to the Texas Rangers. Texas will try again tonight. They'll start things off at 7:05. Chris Carter went yard twice yesterday.
Carter drives this deep to left center field, and Adam Jones will just watch that one go. Onto the train tracks for Chris Carter, his second home run of the game. 2-1 Astros.
Carter homered in the second and the fifth innings, and the Houston Astros beat up on the Baltimore Orioles 3-1. The Astros improved to 21-0 when getting multiple home run games. It's the Stros and O's in a matinee. First pitch today at 1:10 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In a battle for Lord Stanley's Cup, the Chicago Blackhawks lit the lamp twice in just 6.5 minutes.
Keith gave it to Teravainen. Should he score? Teemu Teravainen from near the left point. It's over his stick into the Lightning zone. Now giveaway. Here's Vermette on the slot. Should he score? Antoine Vermette!
The Hawks rallied to get the victory against Tampa Bay in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. From the ice to the hardwood, where NBA MVP Steph Curry leads the Golden State Warriors in tonight's Game 1 of the NBA Finals against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Warriors have lost just 3 home games all season, but that doesn't faze James as he tries to end Cleveland's 51-year pro sports title drought in his first season back with the Cavs. Curry said playing King James is going to be daunting.
You always got to be locked into your game plan. You're not going to, you know, totally shut him down. I don't think that's been done before, but it's about sticking to your game plan, making him work on every possession, giving him different looks so that he doesn't get comfortable, and just try to do it for 48 minutes.
And we'll wrap it up with the sport of Kings, where American Pharoah has drawn the number 5 post and was made a 3-5 favorite to win Saturday's Belmont Stakes and complete horse racing's Triple Crown. Affirmed was the last Triple Crown champion back in 1978. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dad has always loved to tell us stories of his days in the service, but with his memory getting worse, he can't recall as much as he used to. I knew Dad needed more help than what I could give him. That's when I found Visiting Angels. It's comforting knowing someone who is specialized in memory care is able to give Dad the care he deserves right in his own home. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use Dad's military benefits for his care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group. Jason, big event coming up. Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance. It's coming up the first part of June.
That's right, Gabe. We're sponsoring Coaches Night, sponsoring the whole event. This will be our second year to actually sponsor Coaches Night. So it's Brazos County A&M Club Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance. So we're excited to bring that to the folks here in College Station.
I know people are going to be able, if they have any questions, they show up to Coaches Night, you're going to bring some Rollo Insurance people there that can help serve as hosts.
Right. I mean, not everyone from the agency will be there, but a good number. I think last year we had maybe 15, 20 people there, and they had their Rollo Insurance shirts on, and they were trying to help people, you know, with the seating and greeting. And we take a big part in that. We take pride in that. Of course, what happens from those funds that are raised, it goes back to give scholarships to people to go to a university we both love, Texas A&M.
Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance, June 4th. Go to bcamc.org. Get a quote today with Jason Rollo and educate yourself in the process. Go to rolloinsurance.com. It's 2 L's, rolloinsurance.com.
Learn to decorate like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the cookie decorating class, each taught by a professional chef instructor. Or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes, or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private children's party. Or find us online at bcschocolategallery.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2015-2016